the lodge that you mentioned?
Well, the lodges had gone down after we married, but he was real active in his church work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'd like to just ask you some questions now. What do you call the part of the day before supper? Maybe around 3 or 4 p.m.?
3, 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Middle of the day.
Yeah, but you have the morning and then you have...
Yeah, the morning and then between the morning to 12 or what?
Well, after morning, what is it?
In the evening.
Okay. And,
That's Friday.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you call that evening or afternoon or just what you call that.
Well, a long time ago they called it in the evening, but it's afternoon now.
Okay. And,
You after the old time.
I'm just whatever you would say, and if that's what you say now is different from what people used to say.
Now it's the afternoon.
Okay. And, say if you had to get up and start work before the sun came up, you'd say, I had to get up before...
Off of the sun up.
Okay. And you say, and we worked until...
Noon.
Or until the sun went down, you'd say, we worked until...
Afternoon.
Okay. And,
Now, is that catching all this different, I'm saying?
Yes, okay.
Well, I'm going back up there. All right, then. And you gonna kill yourself and that tape it, all that crazy talk I'm saying.
Say if it had been raining and then the clouds pull away and the sun starts coming out, you say, well, it looks like it's finally going to
brighten up.
Okay. Or if the clouds are pulling away, you say, it looks like it's finally going to
lighten up.
Okay. Would you ever say something like break off or clear up or fair off?
Yeah. When the cloud go away, you say, look like it's going to break up.
Okay. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down. What would you call that?
Pouring rain.
Okay. Or you'd say, you'd call that a...
Hard rain.
Okay. And any sort of funny names for that? Trash mover, a gully washer, toad strangler.
Just wash the gully there.
Okay. And talk about the fireplace. The shelf over the fireplace, you'd call that the...
Mouth.
Okay. Anything old people used to say?
Mouthpiece.
Okay. And what you set your wood on inside the fireplace, you call those things?
Well, they call them end iron now, but they call them tongue iron on there.
Okay. And the kind of wood that you'd use to start a fire with?
Bat kindling.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Splinter.
Okay. What about light? Lighter or light wood, or did you ever hear that?
Is it light wood?
Or lighter or something like that?
Oh, you would have lighter to make the heavy green wood burn.
What's the difference between lighter and kindling?
Well, not very much different, it's all fat.
Mm-hmm.
But the kindling, you split it up fine, where mm-hmm. the catch could.
Mm-hmm. And something that you might, where might you have to hang your clothes up in?